Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, March 19th. Premier Doug Ford unveiled his new cabinet this afternoon. Some have stayed where they were, like local Huron Bruce MPP Lisa Thompson, who remains Minister of Rural Affairs. Peter Bethlenfalvy is still Minister of Finance. Stephen Lecce is still Minister of Energy. Trevor Jones is the new Minister of Agriculture. Paul Calandra is the new Minister of Education. Also of note, the former Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, Michael Tobolo, who was instrumental in opening Owen Sound's new treatment center in the former Bayview School, has been shuffled to Associate Attorney General. A couple of changes to ministries. Environment, Conservation and Parks will now have responsibility over conservation authorities, and the Minister of Energy and Mines will now have responsibility over broadband expansion and connectivity. The City of Owen Sound has canceled its Arts and Culture Awards ceremony this year and will do it every 2 years from now on. It says it regrets to make the announcement, but while excitement to celebrate the arts was high, there weren't enough nominations. The city says it sincerely appreciates those who took the time to submit nominations. They'll be considered for next year's award. Meanwhile, the Volunteer, Senior, and Youth Volunteer of the Year awards will be presented at City Council on Monday, April 28th. South Bruce OPP are looking for suspects after a break-in in Lucknow they say resulted in about $50,000 in property damage. They received a report this week of a break-and-enter into three sea cans at the property for Lucknow's Music in the Fields along Walter Street. OPP say the sea cans were being used for storage. A large quantity of copper, aluminum, steel wiring, circuit breakers, and electrical panels were either stolen or heavily damaged. It's estimated to have occurred sometime between October 2024 and Monday. Anyone with information or video footage that could help police is asked to call South Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 363 points to 25,069. The Dow Jones is up 383 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.8 U.S. cents, down 14 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $67.23, up 33 cents a barrel. In sports, just two games in the NHL tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs is one of them. They host the Colorado Avalanche. That's underway at 7. The Leafs would pull even with the Florida Panthers atop the Atlantic Division with a win. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, the Toronto Scepters host the New York Sirens. In the OHL, some out-of-town scoreboard watching for the Owen Sound Attack tonight when the Sioux Greyhounds visit the Sudbury Wolves. The Attack are currently tied for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference with the Sarnia Sting, 1 point back of the Sioux. Tomorrow, the Attack are on the road to face the Barrie Colts, the first of a 3-3 to close out the regular season. You can hear the game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. In Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 6-3 this morning to sweep the Tokyo Series. Opening day for the Blue Jays is 8 days away. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Becoming cloudy tonight, some showers and a risk of a thunderstorm overnight. 30-kilometer wind gusts, a low around 10 degrees. Cloudy Thursday, a chance of rain in the morning changing to a chance of flurries in the afternoon. 50-kilometer wind gusts, the temperature falling to zero. Right now, it is 7 degrees in Tobermory, 21 in Meaford, 19 in Walkerton, and it's 18 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.